Jerry Bader Show, 1036 at Johnston's Bakery. This is the first of the triumvirate as we travel around Wisconsin helping families of children with cancer. Johnston's Bakery, if you're listening on WHBL, you know where Johnston's is, for crying out loud. 1227 Superior Avenue. I lived on the north side my wife and I lived on the north side when we were first married. Really, just down from here, just north of 10th and Superior. And so this really is the old stomping grounds. Sheriff Freebie here, Mayor Vandersteen, by the way, they did contribute in case you were wondering. Todd, great to see you. So stop on by if you can. We're here for about another 25 minutes, but it has been already a very successful morning. But if you can help out as well, would be greatly appreciated. I want to get to a couple of things Scott Walker related in this half hour. Before we do that, though, had an observation about something. And I'm not going to bore you with what we were talking about, and we'll get back to the Warren Women thing in a minute here. Not going to bore you with everything that the conversations that we had when I was in Fargo. It deals with the radio business, the behind the curtain stuff that I don't need to bring you in on. However, during that, we had a conversation about and this played into what we were talking about in where radio and all entertainment and information media need to go in the future. Talking about how on demand is everything today. In other words, when the consumer wants it is something we all have to be sensitive to, which is why, as soon as the show is done, we get the podcast up. And we have thousands of podcast listeners. Jason can attest to this. When we started doing the podcast, I don't even remember how long now we've been doing them, we'd have a couple hundred users a month. It just wasn't something that was out there. I need to listen from 8:30 to 11 or 9 to 11, depending on what market you're in. And we still get people, when they miss something on the show, can I get a written transcript? No, but you can listen to the whole darn thing. Just go to your computer. And if someone thinks I said something controversial or thinks I said something wrong, it's there. You can just go listen to it. It didn't occur to me until I was on the road in Fargo how I have really become a slave to Netflix. I could watch whatever I want, whenever I want to watch it, however many episodes. Caught up on... Jason, I don't think I told you this. I'm back into Dexter. I gave up Dexter after season 3 because we gave up Showtime. Season 4, where John Lithgow plays a fellow serial killer that Dexter deals with, is the that's the last season that they have on Netflix. I'm going to have to now go rent. What did it go through, season 7 or 8? What was this, the most recently concluded one? Anyway, starting with season 5, I'm going to have to go rent them because even my wife is kind of into it this time. John Lithgow is one of the most underrated actors. He's just brilliant as Arthur Mitchell, the serial killer in season 4. And it just, I got home and I didn't do as much work as I should have. I should have got out and done the leaves because I got home a little before the end of the business day. I just went home from the airport. And now, you know what? I caught up on emails and I did work-related stuff. And then in the evening, I binge-watched. I watched 3 or 4 episodes of Dexter. And it's really occurring to me how this is, what you want when you want it. And those of us who have spent decades in the media where this is when I do this, and now you listen or watch or even read or whatever. Basically, I had cable TV in the hotel room. It was a great hotel. It was the Ramada in Fargo. Internet service stunk. When I got up at 5 in the morning, I had great internet service. By 6:30, I was getting bumped off, which tells me they just can't accommodate the traffic in that hotel, the internet traffic. So I was limited in what I could do because I have options on my iPad, and I had that with me. But because the internet service was spotty, I couldn't really use it. It was very frustrating. Boy, to be a slave to what's on TV when it's on, it's just... it was amazing. Now, the other thing that was interesting, though, so my only, because the internet was so spotty, my only real information venue was the station I was there working with, KFGO, the news talk station there. And it's, yeah, you know what? Radio is still there when you need it. And I listened to their morning shows. I was getting ready to go in and do my show from their studios and then have meetings the rest of the day. But it was just a very interesting experience. I didn't realize, I don't want to say a slave, kind of an addict that I've come to that. Now, back to the war on women strategy. We'll get to that in just a moment. Hey, thank you so much. Bags of stuff. We like bags of stuff around here. Ma'am, thank you so much. Really appreciate that. The war on women strategy that's being deployed in Wisconsin, because Republicans last session and this session are taking up abortion issues, Mike Tate, the same genius who gave his liberal base Mary Burke, with whom they're not happy, sent this letter out earlier this week. It's actually an email. I'm sorry, it's not from Mike Tate. The earlier stuff I sent, I told you about, was from Mike Tate. This is an email from Melissa Baldoff of the Democratic Party, urging a call to action. Join, listen to this, the Women Against Walker team. Scott Walker said all he wanted for his birthday was the Ken Cuccinelli victory. That was the Republican running in Virginia against McAuliffe. Given last night's results, where Cuccinelli's Tea Party agenda was shut down and he lost women by a double-digit margin due in large part to his extreme positions on women's health care, including abortion rights, I'm going to guess Scott Walker wants his wish back. To be clear, there is zero difference between Scott Walker and Ken Cuccinelli on forced ultrasounds, and I've told you what a myth that whole issue is. Ultrasounds are done in 99% of most abortions anyway. Restrictions on birth control and access to safe legal abortion. Now, with the Tea Party exposed for the extremists they are and their stranglehold on our democracy in peril, Walker will surely try to avoid the conversation on women's rights. Okay, let me inject some code there. I should say, let me inject clear language into that code. Walker will surely try, to avoid the conversation on women's rights. They want this to be all about abortion because they sure as hell don't want it to be about Act 10 and the other Republican initiatives that have worked. How do Republicans combat this? One, on the abortion issue, I would stick to banning abortions after 20 weeks. It's good policy and it's popular post-Gosnell right now. But the other, and they're not taking that advice, but I'm just telling you right now, that's what I would do. Here's the other thing, though. Talk about the things they don't want to talk about. If anybody wants to avoid issues here, it's them. That's why they're pulling out the tired hobby horse of abortion. Now, I know Republicans have stepped into this by dealing with abortion legislation, both last session and this session. I get that. You know, back in the spring, I should say, and now. I get that. But there are other things going on in Wisconsin, too. Scott Walker is going to try to focus on the economy. It's clear. Now, it appears that Mary Burke's going to split the difference here, that she wants to talk about the economy, but clearly she wants to talk about abortion too. And again, I understand Republicans are setting this up a little bit by taking up abortion legislation now. But the reality is that's all Democrats want to talk about. The key is to stay on issue. Now, they do, in this letter, this fundraising letter, they do go to other things. Nearly everything about Scott Walker's radical agenda has harmed women disproportionately. Attacks on collective bargaining rights have disproportionately harmed women. Really. Rejection of federal funds to expand Medicaid. Draconian cuts to education. How does any of that disproportionately impact women? Not to mention the Walker's elimination of equal pay protections and his intrusion into the relationship between women and their doctors. So it's more important than ever that we not only keep the conversation going, but that we elect a governor who isn't afraid to talk about and advocate strongly for a woman's fundamental right to reproductive health care access. Join our Women Against Walker team today. That would be the WAW, or what? Scott Walker might think he can just ignore women and their voices, but what? Okay, so what they're saying is, you better make this all about women's issues. They're going to be all about the war on women. Have I ever been more right than I was on this one a couple of weeks ago when I predicted this? This is better than my YouTube prediction of a few years ago, that you have more to fear from someone with a cell phone video camera and YouTube than you do from the NSA. I was right about that one, by the way. That's exactly, I could just tell. Why do you think they are putting women on the ballot? So if you say, and I will tell you right now, that people with room temperature IQs like Judd Meter Lounsbury and other off-the-wall lunatic liberals are listening to shows such as this one right now and taking copious notes, and Judd, go ahead and look up copious, taking copious notes, trying to find us to say get us to say something that can be construed as feminist, or I'm sorry, that the feminists would find sexist, and so on. That's what's going to happen here. And I'm going to name names here. If you're Charlie Sykes, Mark Belling, Vicky McKenna, Jeff Wagner, Seth Mila in Wausau, we're all under a microscope right now. They are waiting. It's clear that they're all in on this war on women strategy. And they're going to look for a Rush Limbaugh moment here in Wisconsin. Now, if we don't provide one, they'll just manufacture one. They'll take something we say. By the way, you know what would really be interesting is if they accuse Vicky McKenna of being sexist. How would that work? I don't think Vicky's going to get a pass. I think they'll throw her in with us guys. That's what I think they're going to do. This strategy only works if Republicans take the bait. And I would offer one other piece of advice. Don't step into John Erpenbach's trap, where next week he's going to raise holy hell. He's going to have his caucus is going to act like children again. And Mike Ellis nor any other Republican should not give them another Kodak moment that they can use in an ad. I do have that piece of advice. All right, still to come. I do need to talk about what the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is doing to Scott Walker, because it is unbelievable. It's 10:49.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.